let's knock out some phone calls before we get into the AFC race, rooting interest, and just, is this the Bills' year, which I find interesting, because Buffalo's been knocking on the door for a while, and they look good. James is in Tiverton. Go ahead, James.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hello.
How about this?
Right.
Get Vrabel and Daboll, and then I have another question for you for fantasy.
Okay.
I'm going. I'm playing this week to get into my football Super Bowl.
Right.
Do I go with Stroud, or do I go with Winston?
Oh man, you might have to go with Stroud. Is Winston even starting? Winston just got benched.
It might be Zappy.
It might be the Zapster.
Yeah, so,
I'd probably go with Stroud. I don't love the matchup, though.
Okay, I mean, I'm a Stroud guy in fantasy, though.
Yeah, that's tough.
Not good. Hang on, let me give you the matchups.
Stroud's got the Chiefs, right?
I think
it's Chiefs-Texans on Saturday.
You are correct.
Yeah, so Mahomes probably won't play.
That's a bad matchup.
Chiefs defense has been good.
I think I would say if Winston... Oh, yeah, Winston's playing Cincinnati. I think if Winston's playing, you got to make sure he plays.
Yeah.
It's him. Vrabel and Daboll, you like that combo?
You know what? As much as I want to go away from Belichick guys or like start anew, if you're going to have guys, if Kraft wants people that he's familiar with, that's probably the best you could do. I think Brian Daboll is a good offensive coordinator. I think the Giants are a disaster. They have that horrible quarterback. They paid Daniel Jones and not Saquon Barkley. So like, what chance does Brian Daboll really have there? He got Daniel Jones to the playoffs one year.
Yeah.
So I think Brian Daboll is a good offensive coordinator. So that I would be happy with.
Vrabel and McDaniels or Vrabel and Daboll?
Daboll.
I still don't love McDaniels. I know he got a lot out of Mac his rookie year.
Yeah.
But it was still just Mac Jones, and it was still like a fine rookie year. Daboll got a ton out of Josh Allen.
McDaniels also feels like, I know a lot of people have made that suggestion, he feels like a Bill guy. And not necessarily follow him to North Carolina, but I'm not going to work for Kraft and Mayo.
Daboll is on the bill, similar to Vrabel.
He is, but different.
But he's been successful elsewhere.
But he also, we compare Drake May to Josh Allen a lot, and Brian Daboll was in Buffalo when Josh Allen got unlocked.
Yeah.
So I think he might be as good as anybody to get Drake May to the next level.
And again, like, Josh Allen was supremely talented. I say this a lot about Drake May right now. How much is Van Pelt really getting out of Drake May, and how much is Drake May just really good? And anybody would get a lot out of Drake May because he's really talented and really good. I kind of feel that way with Daboll in Buffalo, but give him some credit for the development there and Josh Allen taking a massive leap with him. He might have done it anyway, but he did it under Daboll's watch, so fine. Yeah, at least those guys are independently successful.
Right.
And I wouldn't love going back to McDaniels. McDaniels has walked out of jobs and left teams in the lurch. And I wouldn't want to go back to him. And I agree. He feels like a Bill guy. So why don't you go coach with Bill at North Carolina?
Yeah, maybe he will. Who knows?
I have no real interest in McDaniels here. But McDaniels or Van Pelt, I would say McDaniels greater than Van Pelt, if I'm being fair.
Yep.
Jay's in Rhode Island. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First, I think Mayo definitely needs to go. It's become a discipline thing with this team. So many penalties. On the line, that shows a lack of discipline. You could be an inferior team, but if you play clean football, you'll be in the game. And he doesn't do that, so he needs to go. Well, I think we should go for, and this is somewhat personal, is Liam Cohen. You know, he's a local boy. He played around here, played at UMass. His family is coaches. He's doing a great job. He's a quarterback, did a lot of quarterback work. Remember when Baker Mayfield flew out to the Rams and won that game? Well, Liam was on the airplane the whole time with them, coaching them up, getting them ready. And that's one of the big reasons why Tampa took him, too, is because Baker loves him, because they work well together. He knows quarterbacks. And I think we need to get him in our organization, whether it's a head coaching job right now.
Oh, you're not getting him as a coordinator anymore. That was last year.
Right.
And no,
that's not bad.
If you're not going to go with a Vrabel, Flores, retread type to bring in a guy who is – you know, has done it before and you know is at least ready for the demands of a head coaching job and you don't want a first-timer, I think Ben Johnson's the home run. Liam Cohen would be my next choice. And not just on offense, but just for a first-time head coach, he'd be my next choice beyond even Aaron Glenn or some of these other names. I like Liam Cohen quite a bit.
Local guy?
So he played at UMass. He's
from Rhode Island.
So I didn't know that.
He went to LaSalle Academy in Providence. And he was the Rhode Island Gatorade Player of the Year. He's 39. And then he was at UMass from 04 to 08. And he was roommates with Victor Cruz.
How about that?
How do you like, bring him in on the staff. Why not? So he has been.
You could ask Liam Cohen about the Wienerama, I'm sure.
Oh,
many,
yeah.
Many strong
Liam Cohen, I think, definitely.
He's like, oh, yeah, number three, all the way.
Can you imagine if he was the head coach of the Patriots and you had Joe Mazzulla from Rhode Island as the head coach of the Celtics and Liam Cohen for the Patriots?
Best gag is you're going to get around.
Yeah, fire Cora and bring in Baldelli. So you really have a triumvirate.
He's been in the NFL. So he got into coaching right away, and he was coaching at the college level. And then he's been in the pros since 18. So he was with the Rams 18, 19, 20. Mm-hmm. A.K.A. Sean McVay. And then he went to college, Kentucky, for 2021. Then he came back with the Rams in 22. Then went back to Kentucky in 23. And then now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Was he a head coach at Kentucky or just an O.C.?
No. He was offensive coordinator and quarterback coach.
Okay. That's it. Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe he had a year in there where he was head. So he has no head coaching experience.
Well, he popped off and he was the O.C. for the Rams in 22. And then got pulled right back to college. Kind of an interesting little back and forth there, but... Regardless.
And I like
he'll be one of the top candidates for
sure. I like Tampa this year, too. And so, you know, I said last year I liked some of what Canales did with Baker Mayfield. He's kind of kept that on the tracks. And when Godwin was healthy, the offense looked even better this year. So I like that name. I don't really care about the local connection, but whatever. That's a nice little thing. 617-779-7937. Bills win again, Keith. We'll get to our tiers coming up. They feel like they're on a collision course with Kansas City. Mahomes, I think, is going to miss this week. If he misses this week, I think he'll probably miss Christmas Day as well. It's a high ankle sprain. You're usually talking about 3 weeks if you're going to miss time. So I'd give Mahomes a lot of credit for trying to play through it, but it probably wouldn't be smart to play through it. The Bills, if Mahomes is out, have a chance of catching Kansas City. Is this Buffalo's year, Keith? And... you know, as a sidebar topic, who are you even rooting for if it's the Bills and Chiefs again in an AFC title game?
I mean, if it's Bills-Chiefs, you have to root for the Bills, don't you? I like Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a super easy guy to root for. He's fun to watch, and it's just not the Chiefs. I know it's a division team for the Patriots, but of all the division teams, I have the least amount of ill will towards the Bills. They haven't won anything.
Yeah.
You know, compared to the Jets, certainly, even compared to the Dolphins.
Jets would be the biggest rival. Dolphins, to me, would be close. But, yeah, you're right. The Bills are, for most of our lifetimes, harmless.
Yeah, they're known more for their fans smashing through tables. And, you know, when we were kids, losing all those Super Bowls in a row, and then that's been kind of it. Now this Josh Allen kind of resurgence. So this is year 7 for Josh Allen. Like, all of a sudden, it's like he still feels kind of like a young quarterback, and he's been this MVP favorite. Hasn't won it yet, but this is his year. He's going to win the MVP. He's had the best regular season.
Yeah, the irony is he probably deserved it more last year when Lamar won, and now you can make a case Lamar deserves it more than him this year, but it's an absolute make-good. He's going to win MVP because he got screwed out of one last
year. Yeah, he's been knocking on the door. I mean, back in 2020, he was the runner-up, and then he finished third in 2022. Last year, he finished fifth. So, I mean, he's probably going to win it this year, and the fact that they beat Detroit and Kansas City in the regular season. Like, I know they have
and both comfortably.
Three losses.
Again, if you watch those games, they won both those games pretty comfortably. Yeah. And Josh Allen made maybe the play of the year in the touchdown run against Kansas City, and he was a monster in this game last week against Detroit.
Yeah, it feels like it's their year. I mean, the last couple of years, really, with the Kansas City, they didn't look unbeatable, and yet you get into a playoff game, and you're like, are you going to bet against Patrick Mahomes?
Right.
Like, that's kind of on you. And so that's what it still comes down to, because you watch the Chiefs play. They haven't scored over 30 points in a game yet this year. They win a lot of these close, ugly games. Mahomes isn't lighting it up. He had that stretch where he didn't even have a passing touchdown for like 3 weeks or whatever it was, maybe more. But their defense is good. Kelce seems like he can still come up with a big catch here or there. Not that he's putting up crazy numbers. But, man, you do feel like if it's not the Bills' year – then I don't know when it's going to be. The Lions, I felt the same way about the Lions, but they have so many injuries. I think they might still be there, but they're not anywhere near full strength. Now, maybe Hutchinson comes back for the Super Bowl, but, like, I don't know. What do you have to get out of them?
They just lost Montgomery.
Montgomery's out,
a big loss. I mean, they should be able to get by with Gibbs, too. But, yeah, their defense is super banged up.
So this feels like it should be the Bills' year, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is it too cheap to say, tell me where the game is? If the game's at Arrowhead,
New Orleans.
I'm taking the Chiefs. If the game's in Buffalo,
take the home team?
Well, I think so. I mean, I know Buffalo never beats them in the playoffs.
Right. I was going to say, basically what you've had to look at is not where the game is, but what time of the year
this is what the Bills do. Yeah. The Bills beat the Chiefs in regular season games, lose in the playoffs. That's what they do year in and year out. This does feel different. I think I would still take Mahomes at home at Arrowhead. maybe it's hard to pick against the Chiefs, Keith, no matter what, if I see them rolling a little bit in the playoffs. But it's an AFC title game in Buffalo. I think sitting here today, I would take Josh Allen and the Bills. And it does feel like there is an element where that team is rolling. And you look at it, it's not Stephon Diggs. There's not like an alpha guy on the team.
No.
But they do have a lot of talent. Like, they have three pretty good running backs. They have two pretty good tight ends. They have three or four good receivers. And it all goes because of Allen.
Yeah.
And he feels unstoppable at this point in time.
Yeah. No, he does. I mean, I think he's better than
the last 2 weeks, 42 against the Rams, they lost, and 48 against the Lions.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's going to come down to, like, is there a defense out there that can kind of figure him out? Because he is the team. It's sort of like the Cam Newton year when Cam Newton went 15-1, won the MVP, went to the Super Bowl, but then Denver was able to figure him out, right? And, like, because he was the team. Like, he would run, he would pass. Like, if he had even, like, an off game, like, they weren't going
to
win.
Do you think Mahomes pushes it to get out there and play?
No, he shouldn't. I mean, he might, but they should take it away from him. He shouldn't play Saturday. The league is going to be like, you need to play on this Netflix game gave us a ton of money. So
I think he misses a week and that's it.
That's my guess. If he doesn't play the Netflix Christmas Day game, you know something's really up.
Yeah.
But my guess is he shouldn't play Saturday. And it might be one of those things, if they didn't have a two-game lead, maybe he would. But they do have a two-game lead. So he should not play.
Kind of. They have a two-game lead, but Buffalo has the tiebreaker.
Yeah, but it's still two games.
Yeah, but it's really a one-game cushion is what I'm saying. You know, like,
but if they lose to the Texans on Saturday, they still have
another game they can afford to lose. Yeah. But your margin for error is gone, is my point. If you lose on Saturday, your margin for error is gone.
Yeah, but do you want to push the high ankle sprain and then have a short? So he's got back-to-back short weeks. Like, I'm not messing around with that.
I don't. I give Mahomes a lot of credit for pushing through it, though. You know, like, Mac Jones missed 3 weeks with a high ankle sprain. He was crying coming off the field. At least Mahomes didn't do that.
Oh, Garoppolo, remember here? I don't even know what that injury was. He couldn't even play.
Garoppolo, yeah, was that a shoulder? I forget what that was. I think it was
an AC joint in his like non-throwing
shoulder.
Nice.
What a wuss. What an absolute wuss. So, like, I'd give Mahomes a lot of credit for playing through it, but would I push him if I were KC? Probably not.
No, they shouldn't.
Probably not.
And, like, their defense is so good, like, they still might win with Carson Wentz.
I mean, you hate the Texans.
I do.
So, like, I mean, they might win anyway.